The Catholic aid group Caritas Internationalis says it plans to visit North Korea next month and will also bring a message from Pope Benedict addressed to Catholics in the country. Caritas has made a number of visits to North Korea, bringing food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid in recent years. But this will be the first time the delegation will be led by a South Korean bishop. Just this week, South Korea announced the resumption of talks with Pyongyang following a breakthrough in six-party negotiations. Paul Risley is Asian director at the World Food Program, another aid group active on the divided peninsula. He says he hopes that this breakthrough will lead to a freeing up of food aid to the north.
North Korea is a country that is unable to feed its entire population, with about 23 million people living in a very northern climate, and frankly, a very mountainous and often arid parts of the country. They have always had very great difficulties in finding enough fertile soil in which to grow rice, in which to grow corn, and other crops that are considered food cereals for the population. Consequently, they need to import more than 1 million tons of food commodities. And in fact, this is in some ways led to the continuation of fairly high rates of malnutrition, especially among children under the age of five. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea has relied over the past several years on very generous bilateral contributions of food assistance from South Korea, from the Republic of Korea. Now that a political agreement has been reached with the six-party talks in Beijing, we are very hopeful that countries, that donor nations will step forward and fully fund our program.